All right, I do want to get to this college football stuff with LSU and the SEC in our Saturday slate, but some news with the Astros as they get set to host the Arizona Diamondbacks, another team trying to get into the postseason. According to Chandler Rome, the Astros have put Stephen Okert on the injured list with a right hamstring strain. And too much excitement for Clint Sterner. Brian King has been called back up to take his spot on the roster.
No, God!
Like, you know, I don't want to oversell this or overdo this, but this is a big deal.
Well, this is not good.
That could be a blessing. But it's a big deal right now of, like, you're down to 1.5 people that you really trust coming out of that bullpen that you know has to get used, that's generally going to get used because of how deep your starters go and the lack of trust, fair trust that Joe Espada and the staff have in the starters. And Stephen Okert, there was like a three-headed monster of guys like you either felt decent about or good about, and that was him. And the way that Abreu has started to pitch of late to Abreu and Hader. And now you take one of those away, and now you put that and bring in Brian King, who we'll see how much you have to pitch him. But this is the second time. He's been sent down twice already. So the reason why it's a scary thing is that the other part is, it's good is if you can weather the storm and get to where you want to get to without him, depending on how long a hamstring strain. Well, now his arm's a little bit more rested. He's got maybe, you know, 10, 15 days of kind of controlling when he's throwing and not throwing to maybe be a little rest for him going into the postseason. But still trying to get into the postseason, this is a blow in that bullpen.
Yeah, look, for the player and the Astros' potential in the playoffs, this could be a blessing in disguise. He was one of the overworked pitchers in the bullpen, one of the most overworked pitchers in the bullpen, and we are absolutely 100% going to rely on him come playoff time or even late season time if this thing stays in nail-biting territory, right? So it may be a blessing in disguise just to force the hand of the organization to keep him off the bump and to give him some time to recover. And to keep the workload down late. Yeah. And to your point, when he does come back, he's a fresh arm in games that really, really matter that we got to have. Now, for the Astros, as the season wraps up here and as they try to survive and advance, if you will, as they try to stay ahead of the division and the wild card here, do they have the firepower out of the bullpen to lean into? Brian King can't be the answer. I know he's the lefty, and I know this righty lefty thing, whether it's at the plate or on you know in the relievers that you can bring in. I get it; it's a big part of it. Okay,
this guy stinks.
I just don't know that I want him trotting King out there too often.
Yeah,
I mean, we'll I think I'd rather. What's my man De Los Santos? I think I'd rather see De Los Santos out there.
Yeah, might see De Los Santos. Are you ready? You want Bennett out there? Or Bennett's.
Whew, Bennett's a tough watch for me too, boy.
Blue ball. I'm sorry. Blue ball is another one you're starting to trust.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I left him out.
Absolutely.
Blue ball's got some nuts on him, man.
And the problem is you can't, you know, right now, if you can get there, you know, you got options. But right now, you can't push Javier or Blanco down there because they're having to start right now. So, we'll see, man. We'll see how many times we got to watch the old lefty trot out there and give it up.
Yeah. Again, guys, it gets crazy at night. That's Sean Bajani who'll just say anything at night. Well, he gets a turn after 7:00.
Does he clean it up when he works at lunch crew, when he works at 10 to 2? Does he clean it up a little bit?
I think he does. He ain't saying he's got some nuts on him like that during the...
Who knows what the fans said? Some of them fans, you never know.
He cleans it up at the 12 o'clock during the lunch spot.
He better.
But that is the latest there. Brian King replacing Stephen Okert, who goes to the 15-day IL. So he's got to miss at least 15.
It's got to be retro to September 1. So yep. We bought 3 on the front end.
Yeah, there you go. All right. This Lane Kiffin situation, LSU, by the way, they play, play a game tomorrow night versus the SEC. We know yesterday before we left, the SEC sued LSU, Lane Kiffin and the leaders at LSU. And then we got this late last night that Daquan Wright and Xavion Harris are cleared to return to college football after a brief stints in the NFL, according to a judge's orders issued Thursday evening, setting up a dramatic showdown between the SEC and LSU leading into the season opening game this weekend. After the ruling, Wright, one of the players, said that he plans to be ready to play against Clemson, adding that he has had 2 days of practice with LSU this week. I've been working out, doing my own thing before I was able to practice, so I am definitely prepared, he said. Are they going to go out on this field and play?
No way.
Is he going to do this?
Yeah, no way. I mean, there's no way. I mean, look,
You still with this no way?
Well, I just don't. Like, I think Lane is brazen, and I think he's calculated in all the crap that he says and what he's up to. And I know he pisses people off. He's a pot stirrer. He's going to stay relevant. He's going to stay in the news. It's great for the brand any way you slice it. But I don't think he's going to put guys that haven't been with him all year, guys that could end up, I don't think it's going to cost him a game maybe, but I mean, it could end up being a major problem if he plays them in games. I just don't see, if he plays them this weekend, it would be almost like just trying to
piss them
off. Just trying to push it up in somebody's face. And so I don't.
Because Lane wouldn't do that.
Well, I mean, I think there's could potentially be a lot at risk,
but
here.
But he's not the only one making a call on this. I would think that LSU wouldn't allow this to happen. By the way, Clemson, they've issued a statement according to Yahoo Sports saying that this may be a breach of their contract if they allow previously NFL players to play. Now they haven't threatened to sit it out, but they've just kind of issued that statement.
Yeah, look, it's one thing to stash these guys on your roster in your program,
and
when the coast is clear, going, all right, boys, let's pony up and play. It's like he said, if he doesn't grab them, somebody else will. So it's one thing to snatch them up. It's another thing to stash them on your roster. Well, I think it'd be another thing. You take it to a whole other level if you play them this weekend.
Because now you're going to force Greg Sankey to just start doing being stupid and now when I say stupid, like trying to push things to kick them on, try to do things that this thing doesn't need any way to go to, is if you try to force a hand of it like this. And I would hope that somebody is sitting in there, okay, we've got this ruling, but guys, let's be smart on this thing, because I mean, now the college football playoff has come out and made a statement, Clint, where they're supporting the SEC and all the other conferences. But I mean, we got these cats up for time, but they're ready to go. I mean, apparently practicing. This, yeah, they practicing. Apparently, Daquan Wright was just staring down Greg Sankey at one of the courtrooms, just staring him down yesterday. Which I don't. I mean, this is getting crazy. It is just Lane is such a wild card that I just don't know. Like, I don't want to just take it off the table that this nut won't try to, like, get him out there. Like,
yeah.
Like, there is no, I mean, I am watching pregame warmups, like, do they have numbers? Like, do they have numbers on this? This thing is getting crazy. Yeah. I never thought we'd get this far, Clint. I never thought we'd get this far to where Saturday we're at a stance where the SEC is dead serious, and then they're saying, no, we're going to do this thing. Like, I mean, nobody knows what's going to happen.
Well, the courts are running it now, man.
Yeah, this is insane. We'll have to see what happens with this situation, but we're definitely keeping our eyes and ears open on this thing as the LSU Tigers are two guys that's where it gets me is two guys that are, I think, are good football players, but they're not in need of this it's a matter of what's going to be with their season. They're not in need for this thing. All right, coming up, one of the top players, if not the top player for the Houston Texans. How are you looking at him this year? How are you looking at him? We'll discuss that coming up next.